Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations out there directly to our affiliates on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. Please go over there and check them out. And also, we're broadcasting on great select stations on the Salem Media Group in some of the largest radio markets in the country. We thank them for that. And also some leading independents scattered here there around the countryside. And we thank those people for carrying our show. And if you're not getting our show and you can't hear us any other way than the Internet, then maybe you might want to call your favorite little station and say, hey, man, there's this show at night and we'd like to have you play it. And guess what? They can go to the Westwood One satellite and bingo, you're there. So we also want to give a special shout out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody, it's out there working on a third watch right now, starting with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Kudos to you, and a special shout-out to our ICCC drivers, especially the guys and gals listening out there in Lincoln, Nebraska, at the terminal there, out there, the home terminal. Now, to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, thank you very much. To the bulk mail haulers, certainly a big thank you and a shout-out to you guys. To the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and all that great stuff that we need so we can go. We also want to thank you, and you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. And don't forget, you'll find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on True Social. We're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where you can get all kinds of great information, including on our two guests here. First of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And welcome back to our number three. And now we're going to go up and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and on Facebook, the Denise Simon Experience. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, and everybody's happy and yelling and screaming and squalling and having a good time, and they're going back in again because it's only a balmy 79 degrees, and I guess that's just a little bit too chilly for them. No, I'm just kidding. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag.
Of the United States of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, and we know that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, one of the reasons I say the pledge a little bit slower is because I've been asked by people who say the pledge along with us. How about that? Who say the pledge along with us, and they want me to go slow enough so they can be saying it when we're saying it. So that's what I do, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So, Kyle, you know what Denise wants to talk about, so have at it.
Well, Denise, I know that we got the report today that Enrique Tarrio, I believe, got a record 22-year prison sentence for his role in the January 6th events. So what do you think?
I think it's outrageous. You know, my first thought is that years ago we threw out that for first-degree murder, intentional killing is punishable by death or mandatory life. We threw that out, okay? So now we go to sentencing guidelines for whatever kind of murder, first-degree, second-degree, manslaughter, whatever. And 22 years is actually at the top of those sentencing guidelines for murder in most sentencing. Most sentencing now is 10 to 15. Enrique Tarrios wasn't even at the Capitol. And this judge says, you may not have been a soldier, but you were a general in this. Now, he did plead for mercy. He did admit this and he did admit that. But he wasn't there. And so the thing is that they're saying that they attempted to, and did, stop a government proceeding. Well, let's talk about this for a second, shall we? How many times has Code Pink and their representatives been in a congressional chamber and stopped proceedings with their protests? And how many people were actually charged with seditious behavior when it came to the confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh? Does anybody remember any of that? Remember when they literally backed Senator Jeff, whatever his name was, out of Arizona in an elevator? Anybody remember that? That was an official proceeding. And all of those protesters stormed the building, Jeff Flake. Were any of them charged? No. Now, how many people were charged when the inauguration was, planned and underway for Trump when he became president? Remember that? Remember all those protests? How many of those people got charged?
Hold that thought, because we're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Hold that thought. Okay, and we're going to get cut off there. And Kyle, you too. You just got cut off. But anyway, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday morning, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program being brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. They've been saving people money for well over 85 years now, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. And if you are a Geico customer and you experienced a claim and you haven't had a chance to see an adjuster or have somebody come by or talk to anybody in person, they are in the area right now where Dahlia went through, and they're scattered all through the area. Now, the best thing I can suggest is if you don't have the mobile app on your cell phone, you can download it by going to Geico, GEICO.com, and downloading that mobile app right there. And when you do, you'll be able to find out right to the second what's going on with your claim if you've filed one. If you haven't, there's another way you can do it, and that's by calling them from your cell phone. Their number is 800-841-3000. That's 800-841-3000. One more time, this is the claims number, 800-841-3000 for Geico. Now, you need to stay in touch with the insurance people, because you know how insurance companies are, and Geico's trying to make sure everybody who has a problem will be taken care of, especially in lieu of the path that this thing swathed through several states. And we've got another one that we'll talk about in a minute, Lee, which by Sunday night will be a Category 4 hurricane sitting out there in the Atlantic east of Florida, just a little bit north of the Dominican Republic, and we have no idea where it's going yet. All right, so back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Back to Denise Simon from DeniseSimon.com. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. Got that wrong. From FoundersCode.com. And from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, and we have a telephone caller here. Let me see. I believe it's Backgammon Bob. Is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
I wanted to ask Denise. I see the this story about a California biolab has connections with China and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't we had enough problems from China with biological research and stuff like that? Anyway, just want to know what the story on that thing is.
Well, we talked about that, what, 2 weeks ago when it first came out?
Yeah, but now what they're finding out is that, you know, the guy that originally had it, he's gone missing. But apparently there's an ongoing investigation, and they're finding out that it has some kind of connective tissue to the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
So I'm glad at least somebody has not dropped the ball, and they're continuing to investigate this thing. But, you know, we're under attack by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, nobody will really say it that way, at least that I haven't heard, except me. But, I mean, you know, with the Chinese operatives that are trying to get onto our military bases, they're all posing as tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say they got lost. They're looking for a Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's happening in our schools, meaning universities, those that are running around our larger farm operations in the Midwest, trying to steal agricultural technology. I mean, you know, we don't have enough FBI out there to deal with this. So I would argue that maybe the way we stop this thing immediately is to terminate all the visas
for
Chinese in the United States and not grant any more visas.
And how many of these student visas did we give out? Well, it's in the hundreds of thousands, isn't it?
800,000.
My God. Oh, all right.
I could be wrong. It may only be 300,000.
I was thinking it was 300,000, but, you know, well, whatever. It's one more than we should have, right?
That's right, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Denise, as a matter of fact, let's stay on China here just for a moment. Chinese state-run news outlet Global Times is, I guess, the name of it. They have an op-ed piece out that's out saying that the Chinese mainland has never promised to renounce the use of force. They go on to say, and this, and it gets really dramatic, this is the sword of Damocles hanging over the U.S. government and Taiwan authorities, unquote. So we keep getting this kind of tough talk. You know, where does this all end? Does China believe that they're just going to intimidate us out of never supporting Taiwan?
Well, you know, I think we are intimidated. We lifted a whole pile of sanctions here against China just for, you know, some of our officials to go visit them in the last 6 weeks. John Kerry, Secretary Raimondo, Commerce, Janet Yellen. You know, and President Xi apparently is not attending the G20. So, you know, Biden is. And, you know, he's not going to be able to do a face-to-face with President Xi. Not that he would or have anything valued, but look, has there been a single consequence for the Chinese spy balloon? Because I haven't seen one.
No.
Okay. That pretty much says everything we need to know, does it not?
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody remember the recent case about 3-4 weeks ago where we had two Chinese that were arrested that were part of our U.S. Navy that
yes.
were stealing secrets? Uh-huh.
Yep.
I mean, does that tell you everything we need to know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they're
well, one.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, thank you, Captain. Yes, well, one other thing, Denise, could you talk about consequences for the balloon, of which there aren't any, but now the United States is saying that North Korea is going to, quote, pay a price for any weapon supplies that they give to Russia.
Really? You know, I asked a friend of mine yesterday, I planted his little seed, so he'll take a moment to think about it. But with Kim Jong-un taking a train to Moscow to have a face-to-face with Putin to discuss things like providing Russia with weapons, with ordnance, I would argue because of what happened and what is possibly still happening with the remnants of the Wagner group, that Putin may be trying to rebuild another version of the Wagner group and use Iranian and North Korean
troops. Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Denise, this thought just occurred to me, and I'd like to get your opinion on it. You know, we often talk, and the world talks about China versus Taiwan, Russia versus Ukraine, and the ongoing conflict there. And you do see these buildups, and now you've got with this North Korean story vis-a-vis Russia. What is China and Russia's endgame? Do they just want Ukraine and Taiwan, or does it expand outward from that?
It clearly has to expand.
Territory.
It clearly has to expand. You know, a quasi-friend of mine and a frequent guest of my own radio show, Stephen Mosher, who is an expert on all things China. His first book, he's in the middle of a second book now, but his first one is titled The Bully of Asia. He describes in his book the political culture and the power culture of the Chinese Communist Party. And one thing that stuck with me is how the Chinese say there is but one sun in the sky and it belongs to China. So if you think China is going to end with Taiwan, it's not. Now, let me ask a question because it just hit me in the face the other day, and I haven't figured out the answer to this. We have a military. We have troops that train. I mean, we've got Navy. We've got Air Force. We've got Army. We've got Marines. And we train, and we have all these bases domestically and internationally. And people get upset that, you know, why do we have people deployed in Kuwait? Why do we have people deployed wherever they're deployed, Germany, wherever else? Why do we have them if we're not going to use them? Now, I'm not proposing a military conflict. I'm not proposing that at all. But let's think about it. What do we have them for?
To be continued. You're about to get cut off. Okay, Denise Simon. Everybody, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we thank her very much. And Kyle, you hang in there. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Military and Veterans News segment coming up, and Chris Markowski right after that. Don't go anywhere. It's a busy morning on the radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. It's confirmed President Biden is staying in touch with UAW negotiators as the labor union threatens a strike against the big three automakers in Detroit.
A lot of the pundits and talking heads want to talk about, you know, the if we struck all three, it would cost the economy $5 billion a week. And let me assure you, I'm glad that someone recognizes the value that is created by the work that our members do.
UAW President Sean Fain speaking to CNBC Tuesday. One top executive for GM said they remain committed to avoiding a strike. They say any such work stoppage would hamstring the momentum of car manufacturing in America, a deadline set for late September. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation with the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. He noted over the weekend his administration has been in touch with local leaders as extreme flooding left tens of thousands of people stranded there. Attendees were first told Friday to shelter in place and conserve food and water. At least one person is reported dead. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is, and can't wait to get talking about today's military and veterans news out there. By the way, brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. They are a group of military-inspired activists who definitely want to do the best thing for the veterans. And right now, the big problem with the VA is being discussed, as well as benefits. And, of course, TRICARE is going up January the 1st, and they're also working on that. But these are veterans helping veterans, cv4a.org. You can find out more about them by going over there, and you might want to volunteer to try to help them or just become part of the ground team that at least writes letters or calls up some of your elected representatives or whatnot. CV4A.org, Concerned Veterans for America. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me. And good morning again, Kyle, and welcome back.
Good morning, and thank you.
Now, yesterday at the White House, we had kind of an unusual event. First of all, a military award given years ago to Captain Larry L. Taylor, became a Medal of Honor winner. He was upgraded. His award was upgraded from what he had previously to the Medal of Honor for something he did above and beyond the call of duty as a helicopter pilot by flying in repeated times into a hot LZ and getting a team out that needed to be extracted. Otherwise, they surely would have been killed. And he exercised all of his ammunition,
and on the enemy that was approaching, and he managed to get the people picked up and out of there, and at almost the expense of his own life, but he was awarded yesterday the Medal of Honor. Now, what was strange about it is that after the award was given, and Joe Biden walked into the room with a mask on his face to begin with, and then took it off for the ceremony, after the award was given, Joe Biden just walked back out of the room.
Oh, really? Yes. He did one of his disappearing acts.
He just walked out of the room with no reason, no cogitation, no nothing. And I know that wasn't on the teleprompter.
No, well, he does that kind of stuff. Like when he was at FEMA before and everything, he kind of just meanders off, you know, in some other place.
I'm sure there was something that he was supposed to say and somebody else had to say it for him. I'm sure that's the way that worked because of the way that these ceremonies operate. And this was the Medal of Honor being given at the White House, so you know that was a big deal. Now.
Well, sure.
Now, Naval Sea Systems Command has joined a growing list of the U.S. Navy commands without Senate-confirmed leadership. Tommy Tuberville, senator from Alabama, is once again holding this up with his vote that he's not giving. And unfortunately, none of the generals, none of the admirals, none of the colonels that were supposed to be promoted have been promoted. And all those ranks are sitting there with temporarily held positions by people that either may or may not be the people that are going to be in them to begin with, or it's going to be the assistants that were left in place after the commandant of the Marine Corps, let's say, left, whatever the situation may be. That's just not right. But maybe Tuberville will have a meeting of the minds here pretty quick, and we can get something done. What do you think?
Well, do you think Tuberville, you know, do you think he thinks that he's made his point, or
not
is
yet.
It obvious that he's, yeah, in other words, but this keeps being held up, and I understand, you know, what we understand what his says his reasons are.
Sure.
But at the same time, don't we have to balance that with readiness for our military?
Yes.
We can't simply be in limbo.
Nope.
Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Nope. We definitely, this is affecting the readiness, in my opinion, and the training of our military, even though I get what he's doing and all that sort of stuff. But for crying out loud, enough's enough. Let's let the things progress along the way they should be, their natural scheme of things. But we'll see. We'll see.
Of course, yes.
All right. Now, Japan's top court has ordered Okinawa to allow a divisive government plan to build U.S. military runways there in Okinawa. Now, Japan's Supreme Court dismissed Okinawa's rejection of a central government plan to build U.S. Marine Corps runways on the island and ordered the infrastructure to approve it, despite the protests by locals who oppose the American troops' presence there to begin with. And I think we're seeing more and more of Japan coming along to thinking our way than the other way. And that's a good thing, I suppose, because of the presence of China in the southeastern China Sea.
Well, certainly. And as we know, Japan already is upping their own defense spending budget, I think primarily because they need to counter that threat from China.
Yes. And hopefully that will be done sooner rather than later. Now, Ukraine's defense minister resigned after President Zelensky announced a new one before he had even resigned. And the Ukrainian defense minister submitted his letter of resignation on Monday. And then right after that, President Zelensky replaced him with someone else that he had already announced would be the new defense minister. That's nice work if he can get it, right?
That's right. The new defense minister is named Rustam Umarov. He's a Crimean
easy for you to say.
Lawmaker. Yeah, that's right. Umarov, that's a new one. But, yeah, he's named as the new defense minister.
Now, I got something interesting to say to those people that are a little bit too heavy to fight that might want to join the military. The Army's combating the obesity crisis to find new recruits. This is how they're doing it. Recruits at the fitness prep course, that's what they call it, the fitness prep course, lose 1.5% of their body fat each week, but drill sergeants will intervene if they lose 3% or more per week to see whether or not the soldier is participating in any unhealthy weight loss tactics. In other words, they have a deal where they want to see them lose a certain amount each week, but not more than that.
Well, sure, because I think it becomes a health issue. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is a way that people that are overweight can be in the military, and that's the way they're doing it. Now, the Russian-led alliance is holding military drills in Belarus. And the Belarus Defense Ministry said the exercises, lasting through the end of this week, are to prepare for joint operations, including responses to a nuclear accident. Well, where would they have a nuclear accident at? Gee, Ukraine.
Yeah, unfortunately so. We keep hearing this talk all the time. You know, if this was the 1980s, people would be building a bomb shelter in their backyard.
Yeah, and the Russian malware that's out there is stealing data from the Ukrainian troops' phones that they're carrying with them, their cell phones or their regular satellite phones. Discovered by the Ukraine Security Agency, the new malware prompted a warning from the FBI, CISA, and others. And we'll see what happens with all of that.
That can be very serious, obviously.
Now, the F-16 flight training for the Ukrainian forces may be coming to a new area. Have you heard about this one?
Romania, I think.
Romania. Now, the reason for that is because Romania is getting F-16 fighters, and their pilots are going to be training on them. Well, they said, well, how about the Ukrainians? They can learn, too. So it's very possible that we could have Ukrainian pilots learning how to fly the F-16 in Romania, right there in the area of where the combat's going on.
Yeah, this is really significant. It can be game-changing.
Well, one would think now, wouldn't they?
Indeed.
And finally, the Space Development Agency launched its second batch of data transport and missile tracking satellites on September the 2nd, laying the foundation for a constellation that will serve as the backbone of the Pentagon's vision for all domain operations anywhere in the world via satellite.
Wow.
Tell me about it. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. We're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. We're going to let Kathy take us to break. She does a great job. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff, in Sarasota. You'll see him tomorrow, Thursday, tomorrow at the Heritage Harbor Golf and Country Club and the great restaurant that they have there, the LPG restaurant, and we're going to be there for lunch from 11 to 1. Look forward to seeing you there if you can make it. I hope you can. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is being brought to you by Moss, that's M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership. Now, Moss Acura is one of the homes of the You Serve, You Save program, because you see, it all started at Moss Nissan. But because they're part of the same family, Moss Family Automotive, they offer the same program at the Acura dealership. And that is all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and all church pastors, too, are afforded a great deal on a new or certified pre-owned car over at Moss Acura. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, yep, side by side, right there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can find them online by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's MossAcura.com. Go over there and check them out. In the meantime, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, and joining us right now, back with more, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And our good friend, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger,
here come Saudi Arabian the mullahs or whatever the hell they call themselves, the sheikhs here of Araby, whatever. And then you've got Russia, too, that says, well, we're going to cut back even more oil till the end of the year because things aren't going the way we thought they were going to go. So we need to cut more oil back. And right away, boom, there she went. The oil prices shot up like a cannon.
And we're relying upon countries for energy. This is what you expect. This is it's nothing new. It's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We had gotten away from this, and now we're back into it again. And, again, this is inflationary. It's going to hit everybody in their pockets straight on through. Not just they fill up, but it's going to filter down into the cost of everything that you buy. And, that's why I laugh at the Federal Reserve and their efforts to curb inflation. Yeah, right. They want to make our prices go up. There you go. Just cut back on production.
Well, credit cards and car notes, loans, the defaults have hit a 10-year high because of all of this. People can't afford to keep what they've got, and many people are losing their cars, and their credit cards are being cut up, and they can't pay them back, and even some people are starting to lose their houses again.
And again, you're going to probably see some bit of a shakeout, too, in regards to some of the investment properties that people bought for Airbnb rentals also. There's starting to be a bit of a crackdown in certain metro areas around the country with short-term rentals. So some of that is going to be getting hit, not to mention a lot of people, got involved in the, wanted to be their own little, hotel business, and they got too leveraged up when it comes to these rental properties. And now, interest rates being much, much higher, very difficult to maintain that business model. So, there's issues going on. There's no doubt about it. And, again, it's, I don't know what to say. It's, people voted for a lot of this stuff, and I don't get it.
Now, we heard from Elon Musk yesterday, who said that X Corporation, formerly Twitter, has suffered a 60% decline in U.S. advertising revenue. And he's pointing his finger directly at the left-wing ADL group.
Yeah, it's actually, I think he's actually suing them, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
The Anti-Defamation League, which, back at its original, creation wasn't a bad thing. That has become a far, far, far left organization. Like many of these, even the civil liberties, the union and whatnot, they have become very, very left wing and more about censorship than anything else. The ADL has been known for this, and anybody that goes against their line of thinking, they come after, and, they went after and, basically went after companies who were advertising on X. And threatened to boycott or go after them publicly, and then they refused to advertise.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle, come on in here. I know you got some questions.
I sure do. Chris, Goldman Sachs, one of their strategists or economists, is making some predictions. And, of course, it was Yogi Berra, I think, who said predictions are always hard, especially about the future. But they're saying that the U.S. recession odds next year are down to about 15%. But here's another thing. They're talking about the idea that disposable income could reaccelerate in 2024 and that the Fed is done raising interest rates. It seems like, are we headed for great times, or what do you think?
No, I don't see the economy taking off. Let's be honest here. We haven't really had really vibrant economic growth for a very, very long period of time here in this country where we had, consistent high levels of economic growth. Again, you got to go all the way back to the Clinton administration. And, a lot of that, in my opinion, has been, due to, obviously, depending on who's in charge, you get, excess regulations out of Washington, D.C., the belief that super low interest rates could fuel everything. That's just not the case. A myriad of different reasons why we haven't had that type of growth. I don't see us. We may not be in a recession, But it's not like we're going to be having, you know, the economy going like gangbusters. So I think it's a big difference.
Well, you know, Chris, I saw a report earlier as well yesterday that talked about, of course, these student loans are now going to resume having to be paid. And sort of the heart of the story was, well, these students can't pay this, or even people who are out of school. One person had a PhD, for goodness sakes, and said, well, I can't afford to start paying back my student loans. And the reason I asked this is because one of these experts that they had on there said, well, the economy is really going to suffer because all that money is now going to not be in circulation or some such thing, that it's going to have this wide-ranging effect. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to have somewhat of an effect, but, you know, I'm seeing stories that as well. There was one story, I don't remember where I was reading it, they're interviewing somebody who's 70 years old who still has student loans and said that, you know, they went back to school 25 years ago. I'm like, something's wrong, okay? If you can't pay off your student loan in that amount of time, okay, I think what's wrong is you got a stupid degree, okay, that didn't serve you well. I don't know why you went back to school. Obviously, it wasn't working. You didn't do a cost-benefit analysis for your degree when you got it. I mean, this is insanity, okay? I went to school a while ago. School was a lot cheaper. I had student loans, paid them off as quickly as I possibly could and made those sacrifices. You can't have everything, people, okay? You know, you want to go, you want to, you know, get an expensive degree and a grad degree. That's all well and good, okay? But, you know, you got to take care of that. And I want to have kids, too, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. No, you've got bills, man. I mean, life isn't cheap, and you've got to have to balance that at some point in time. And now I'm hearing that all these people, they're just going to boycott paying their student loans. You know, what is the government going to do, put people in jail? I mean, they're going to have to come up with a system where all these people decide they're just not going to pay. They're going to have to start garnishing their wages. It's going to be a disaster.
Indeed. Indeed, it will be. I think there's a one-year grace period, but interest would still accrue. But you're right. So we'll see who's not going to be paying their student loans, and they may find themselves in a world of trouble a year from now as well.
What world of trouble? What are they going to do? They're going to send the student loan police after them? I think that these people are just going to be like, okay, come after me. What difference does it make? I don't have the money. Again, they're growing up in a world, they watch TV and they see Silicon Bank, Valley Bank get bailed out. And now the automakers are getting another $12 billion from Joe Biden, because they, you know, the retrofit for EVs, and they see bailout after bailout, and they're like, you know what? You know, why do I have to pay this back if all these other, you know, businesses don't have to pay money back? And it's a spiral.
All right, well, here comes the music, Chris. We'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. And Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I believe Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, will be with us when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.